We're getting ready to take the longest air trip you can take from this country. Well, at least that's what I've been told. About 22, 23 hours. Matter of fact, most jets can't make it on one fueling. They got to stop off the northwest coast of Africa to an island that is just there to refuel jets. Refuel and then continue the flight. That's how big Africa really is. People don't, really understand that. We're going all the way down. Let's say all the way down. All the way down. Where? South Africa. And not to just Johannesburg, which is where I normally go. We're going all the way down to the Cape, baby. The beautiful Cape where the waters come together. Oh, yeah, so beautiful down there. I was only there for a very short while doing my visits because I was there 2000, 2001. We had that whole war thing going in Afghanistan that we're talking about ending now. And since there's a very large Islamic population in the Cape, we did not know if that was the safest place for Americans to be at that time. So I never got to really visit it so well. I most certainly have had the wonderful wines that are from the vineyards near the Cape there, and they are splendid. So if you take the splendid wines and the great ambiance of the Cape and the oceans coming together and all of that and the great people, the fact that at the time I went there, the dollar was trading 10 to 1. If you had $100, that means you had $1,000. I mean, it was a win-win situation. In 2000, there was a new jazz festival started. At first, it was called the North Sea Jazz Festival because it was started in Cape Town as a partnership between the South African tourism management interests and the interests who were promoting the North Sea Jazz Festival in Rotterdam and the Netherlands. Because if you know anything about South Africa, you know the Afrikaners are Dutch. And the other European influence there are the English. So this festival was called the North Sea Jazz Festival for about 5 years. But with the politics of the area and the economy and whatnot, that partnership dissolved somewhere around 2005. And South Africa took it over. And the Dutch exited, and it became known as the Cape Town International Jazz Festival. And eventually, they found a new partner with Japan, and it was known as the JVC, the Japanese Victor Company, the JVC Cape Town International Jazz Festival, for a few years when JVC moved into other interests and stopped doing so much with electronics and music. The South Africans just decided to go it alone. The tourism was most certainly expanding in the Cape, and so those interests took over the festival. Initially, this festival was held in the Good Hope Arena, and there were roughly 12 to 15,000 people that would attend the festival on an annual basis. However, once the South Africans started promoting their own, they eventually had to move out of that arena to the larger Cape Town Municipal International Convention Center, which is twice the size, because the audience had grown to almost 40,000. So sometimes it is a good thing to manage your own. They do tend to program a lot of South African artists, Mary McKeeba obviously had been there. Hugh Masekela, Jonathan Butler still performs there. And many, many jazz and ethnic artists from all over the continent of Africa do dominate this festival. But so do American audiences and European audiences and artists and Japanese artists and audiences. And so it is called international because although the heart of the event is Africa, it pulls in artists and audience members from all over the world. It continues to be one of the great festivals in the world, and it continues to grow and expand to the point that there are now four or five different legs to this performance. In other words, you can hear performances in four or five different venues at the same time, all connected to the Cape Town International Jazz Festival, all in beautiful Cape Town, South Africa. I hope that you will consider this one. Although it's a very, very long flight and everything else, please remember that the dollar is trading between 8 and 10 to 1. Okay, so you get a whole lot of bang for your buck, baby. All right, thank you.